Thanks for the call. We're talking about screen time, living with all these screens and managing and navigating and negotiating them as well. 1-888-477-WHYY. We have Melora calling us from Baltimore, Maryland. Hi, go ahead, your radio times.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was calling in because my husband and I run a nonprofit organization called Noise Ivy, and we teach tech education to kids from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. And what we find really interesting is that because kids have this innate attraction to technology, that it's easy and almost essential, I feel, that we take that and we turn them from being just the consumers, which is what I think we're all so concerned about, into producers mm-hmm. of their own technology experience, where we're teaching them how to write code, how to make the video games, how to make their own websites. Because, I mean, if you look at it from a workforce development, their interest in technology is really kind of crucial for the development of our economy as it goes forward.
Well, I think that's a great point. And I mean, the idea is here are all these tools. And in many ways, Amy, kids are doing this anyway. I mean, they're making their own videos. And they are.
Blogging online. I mean, think of YouTube, all the user-generated content on YouTube. And every time the kids, you know, take their own pictures or their own videos, they're generating their own media, their mm-hmm. own content.
Dwayne, I mean, do we see sort of a workforce under construction here?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my son is interested in learning how to code, and he's done some coding online. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that interest doesn't compare to the interest he feels in immersing himself in a game. I mean, right. You know, coding is as much fun.